Al-Fakura School and the Tal al-Zata School are the sites reportedly involved. So far, the Israeli Defense Forces have not commented on the allegations. Andrea Di Domenico from the UN says people are seeking refuge in those areas.
In that desperate situation that we have at the moment, people really believe that the only way to be protected is to find refuge in this premises where there is a blue flag. But clearly, it is not enough.
In other news, SpaceX has launched its latest rocket, Starship, from South Texas.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Its launch began successfully after a failed attempt in April, which exploded shortly after liftoff. However, contact was lost after around 8 minutes. It was supposed to travel most of the way around the world before falling into the Pacific Ocean near Hawaii. 4 people have been injured in a dog attack in North Wales. It happened in the Pwllheli area yesterday morning. 2 of those hurt were airlifted to hospital. The animal involved in the attack was destroyed and the breed is currently unknown. A pensioner and 3 other men have appeared in court charged with the murder of a 17-year-old in West London. Police found Simajit Singh Nangpool with stab wounds after a report of a fight in Southall. The Chancellor has hinted there may be tax cuts in next week's autumn statement. Jeremy Hunt says the economy has turned a corner after a steep fall in inflation. And in sports, Wales hopes of securing a place at Euro 2024 are now out of their own hands after a 1-1 draw in their qualifier against Armenia. They needed a stoppage time own goal to equalise at the end of the first half. That's the latest. I'm Charlie Max.
This is Phoenix FM.
Two minutes past five, you're listening to Phoenix 98 FM on a Saturday afternoon. I'm John Chubb, this is Phoenix Sport. Welcome into our three.
On 98 FM and online, this is Phoenix FM.
Weather on Phoenix FM, proudly sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company for windows, doors, conservatories and extensions.
Taking a look at the forecast for this evening and tonight, it's going to be a dry night with clear spells, but there might be a few further showers feeding in from the west overnight, and that might be as well in longer spells of rain in the early hours. Stay mild and windy, minimum temperature overnight 10 degrees Celsius. Sunday is likely to see a mixture of sunny spells and showers. The showers birching to give some longer spells of rain, heavier times, especially in the afternoon. It will stay mild and windy. Maximum temperature tomorrow is likely to be 13 degrees Celsius.
Weather on Phoenix FM, sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company, proudly serving Essex for over 50 years. Contact us on 0800 666 444 or visit sehbac.com for help with your home.
Getting back to the football, and I'm going to run through the other full times in a moment. Just to let you know, there's a couple of Euro qualifiers just kicked off in Group D, Wales Group. Latvia are playing Croatia. That's just got underway. And in Group I, it's Belarus versus Andorra. No goals in either of those as of yet. Meanwhile, getting back to the full times, League Two, it finished Barrow 1, Crawley 0. Basildon United, yet another win for them. They're having a superb season at the moment. They came back from behind to beat Goulston by 2-1. And I can have a look at the Isthmian League table. Lowestoft Town remain top. They are on 31 points from 12 games. Felixstowe Moreton United, 4 points behind them, but they have a game in hand, and they remain the only unbeaten side in the division. Basildon United, a third after that win against Goulston this afternoon. They're on 26 from 13. Brightling Sea Region, after a 4-1 win, which ended Ipswich Wanderers' decent recent run of form. They are in fourth, 22 points from their 12 matches. And Brentwood Town have moved into the playoff spots as well, following their 3-0 win at Grays this afternoon. They've played 11 and are on 20. That puts them ahead of Maldon and Tiptree on goal difference. By the way, Maldon and Tiptree's game against Bury Town was actually abandoned with the score at 1-1. I'm not sure what it was. I'm going to see if I can find out some more information about that. So that will be played again at a later date. Looking further down the table, Wolfram Stowe, Haybridge Smithson, Bowers and Pitsey, none of whom played today, are 7th, 8th and 9th. Redbridge, who were involved in the trophy this afternoon, of course, they are 11th. Witham Town, they didn't play either. They're now 17th. Grays Athletic remains 2nd from bottom after being beaten by Brentwood Town. Just the 5 points from their first 12 matches. They're still without a win. The only other side without a win and a bottom of the table now, because they have less draws, Stowmarket Town on only 2 points at the moment. So that's the situation in the Isthmian North. Binwiki Town, they are through in the FA Trophy. They will go to the draw for the third round. They have seen off National League North leaders Tamworth this afternoon. It finished up 3-1. Tamworth pulled one back very late on through Deakin, but Binwiki already firmly in the driving seat at that stage. We're going to be hearing from Jack all about that in a while. Well done to Binwiki. Fantastic win for them. Also winning this afternoon with Gillingham in League 2. They beat Salford 3-1 at Priestfield. And also there was a win for Accrington Stanley in League 2. They beat Wrexham by 2-0. Just looking at League 2, I've got the up-to-date table here. Stockport, who beat Colchester this afternoon. So a losing start for Matty Etherington in his first game in the position on a permanent basis. Stockport, they're on 41 points from their 18 matches. Mansfield Town, who won 2-0 against Newport County. Nigel Clough's side, the only unbeaten side in the division, by the way. 17 matches played and they've got 35 points. Notts County, who beat Bradford City 4-2 in the early kickoff today. They play 18 and won 33. They are in the other automatic promotion spot ahead of Wrexham, who lost today. And Notts have a superior goal difference. Both played 18 and won 33. Crewe, Barrow and Accrington make up the other playoff spots. Colchester United down one place to 17th after that defeat at Stockport this afternoon. And still in the bottom two, Forest Green Rovers and Sutton United, although both of them did pick up draws this afternoon. We can also take a look at the Isthmian Premier League table, and Hornchurch remaining 11 points clear at the top of the table, still unbeaten, played 15, won 13, drawn 2, lost none. The only unbeaten side in the IPL, 3-0 winners this afternoon in their game against Potters Bar Town. They're on 41 points. That puts them, leaves them 11 clear of Enfield Town in second place, who won this afternoon. They're on 30 points from their 15 matches. Chatham Town didn't play today. They remain third. Billericay, a point behind them on 26 in fourth. They in the trophy today, of course. Wingate and Finchley have moved into the playoff spots at the expense of Hastings United. Wingate and Finchley beat Margate 1-0 this afternoon, whilst Hastings lost 3-1 at Enfield Town. Looking a bit further down, Hashtag, who had a couple of wins on the bounce last weekend, they are in 8th place. They didn't play today. They're on 22 points. Canvey Island held to a draw this afternoon by struggling Cheshire, who were just above the drop zone. Canvey in 13th on 19 points. Concord Rangers, who didn't play today, they remain bottom of the table. I've played less games than most in the division, but just the 2 wins from their opening 12, and they're still on just 6 points at the moment. In The National League, it finished Rochdale 2, Aldershot Town 1, and York 1, Hartlepool 3. League 1, Blackpool 4, Shrewsbury 0. So just taking a quick look at League 1. Portsmouth remain top, Oxford United in second. Bolton just behind Oxford in third on goal difference. Stevenage, they are up to third after their 1-0 win at home to Lincoln this afternoon. Incidentally, Lincoln travels to Leyton Orient on Tuesday night. Peterborough and Barnsley are the other sides currently in the playoff spots. Blackpool, they remain in 8th place after their win. Leyton Orient, the O's company in 14th. And at the other end of the table, Fleetwood, Carlisle, Cheltenham and Reading, the sides currently in the bottom four. One last result from the National League where it finished Bromley 1, AFC Fylde 0. Just taking a look at the updated table. Chesterfield still 5 points clear at the top despite their loss at Southend this afternoon, because second place Barnet also came a cropper at Gateshead, who are now fifth in the table after that win. Bromley, who won this afternoon, they are in third. Solihull Moors, still in the playoff places in fourth despite losing this afternoon. Gateshead in fifth, Altrincham in sixth, and Halifax in seventh are the other sides who make up the playoff spots. Halifax moved into the top seven at the expense of Aldershot Town. Halifax beat Wealdstone 1-0 this afternoon, and Aldershot were beaten 2-1 away at Rochdale. Dagenham and Redbridge, the Daggers move up to 13th place after their win at bottom club Kidderminster. Southend just one place behind them and 14th. Daggers on 25, Southend on 24. Daggers have played 21, Southend have a game in hand on them having played 20. Kidderminster Harriers, as I say, remain bottom. AFC Fylde, Ebbsfleet and York are the other sides in the drop zone. Oxford City move out of the relegation places after a very impressive 4-0 win at Ebbsfleet this afternoon. And that is all the full times I have for now. Let's take a musical break as we go back to 1980 and the legendary George Benson. This is Give Me the Night. Thank you.
alive. And if we stay together, we'll feel the rhythm of the evening picking us up high. Never mind the weather, we'll be dancing in the street until the morning light. 'Cause there's music in the air and lots of love everywhere. So give me the night. 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 So give me the night. All this music in the air and lots of love and everywhere. So give me the night.
Why not try an award-winning Indian takeaway from Hut and Spice? All our meals are cooked to order using the freshest ingredients, bringing you the finest traditional Indian dishes. To order, visit our website at www.hutandspice.com or give us a call on Brentwood 226 124 and see why we're the favourite choice of customers across Brentwood to Billericay.
Immerse yourself in the true Mediterranean essence at Leilina Modern Lebanese, nestled on Billericay's vibrant high street. Uncover the magic of our hidden garden. Sip on exceptional cocktails, savour unforgettable cuisine, and create cherished memories that linger long after you leave. Enjoy a complimentary glass of house wine when you mention Phoenix FM upon booking. Available Sunday to Thursday. Terms and conditions apply.
The all-new Players Lounge has got everything you need for the perfect night out. With two bars, a restaurant and the best sound and lighting system in Essex. With regular special events and guest DJs, you're always guaranteed a brilliant night at Players. On the 5th of February, it's top DJ Roman Kemp. And on the 12th of February, it's the Stars of House with Marcus Dryden, Mickey Star Lewis and Daryl Privet. Check us out and book now at players-lounge.com.
Join me, Sophia Marie, every Sunday morning for my breakfast show. The best way to start your Sunday mornings. 7 a.m. to 10 a.m. on Phoenix 98 FM.
98 FM.
This is Phoenix 98 FM. I'm going to get back to talking football soon, but a few other things first. In Rugby Union's English Premiership, it's finished Leicester Tigers 26, Northampton Saints 17 in that East Midlands local derby. Leicester Tigers in 8th place. That was only their second win of the season so far. Northampton Saints, they are currently in 5th, having won 3 and lost 3. They're on 16 points. And also in the United Rugby Championship, there's a couple more matches underway. Dragons versus Ospreys and Munster versus Stormers. No scores in those so far. I will have a full roundup of local rugby results a bit later on. Racing, the result of the 5 o'clock race at Wolverhampton. First was number 7, The Girl from Italy, priced at 130. Second was number 4, Voltaic, priced at 5-2. And third was number 9, Elusive Tiger, the 2-1 favourite. 10 runners in that race. Now, I'm going to talk F1, because if you're an F1 fan, you'll know it's the inaugural Las Vegas Grand Prix this weekend, the penultimate race of the 2023 F1 season, and it's been years in planning this race, but the practice sessions the last couple of days have not been without their problems. You may be following this story if you like your Formula One. It was pretty farcical on the first practice run that took place the other day, with drain covers on the track causing damage to vehicles. Carlos Sainz had to have his chassis replaced on his Mercedes, and he has been handed a 10-place grid penalty because he used a new battery in his car after the damage. And the practice didn't, because it's going to be a night race. This took place in the small hours. I think it finished at 4 a.m., so it was a bit farcical. And the session was 90 minutes long. The second practice that's taken place after the first practice had to end early, as a number of other cars were damaged by the track's drain covers as well. But in the second practice run, Charles Leclerc took pole position for the race tomorrow morning after a dominant performance from Ferrari. He was quicker by quicker than Carlos Sainz by just 0.044 seconds. Red Bull's Max Verstappen was third fastest. He was 0.378 seconds off the top spot. He will start alongside Leclerc because Sainz is going to have to finish 12th after that penalty. Mercedes' George Russell was fourth ahead of Alpine's Pierre Gasly. And talking about Max Verstappen, he's been a bit outspoken about this race. He regards it as a 99% show and 1% sporting event, he was quoted as saying, and he said, if Monaco is like the Champions League, this is like the National League. It will be interesting to see what happens, though. It starts at 10 p.m. local time. That's 6 a.m. Here in the UK. So grab yourself an early night and set your alarm if you're planning on watching that race. Getting back to football, and in one of the Euro qualifiers that got underway at 5 o'clock, Croatia have gone into a 2-0 lead away to Latvia. Meyer and Kramaric, the scorers early on in that game, still goalless between Belarus and Andorra. I can tell you that Wolfram Abbey have enjoyed another fine result in the Southern Division 1 Central this afternoon. They're in great form at the moment. I think that might have been their sixth win on the bounce. I'd have to check that. But they won 3-2 away to Biggleswade Town. That leaves them still in third place, and they're now only behind second-placed North Lee on a goal difference. Both sides on 27 points, although North Lee have played one less than Abbey. Bedford Town remain top of the table, although they didn't play today, and that's cut their lead to three. Their lead's been cut to 3 points, but they are still the only unbeaten side in the Southern League Division 1 Central. Just before I do the travel, and then it's the post-match warm down three from the Cool and the Gang, as I mentioned earlier. I'm just going to run through the Essex Senior League results. There was a couple of games last night. Barkhurst Hill 0, Barking 2 and Wolford Town 1, Takeley 1 were the results. This afternoon it finished Athletic Newham 0, Tilbury 2, Fremford 0, Little Oakley 1, Housedy Town 3, Ilford 2, Holbridge Sports 0, Stanbury Rovers 5, Walden Town, sorry, Saffron Walden Town 0, Romford 1. The match between White Ensign and Cockshall Town at Burroughs Park finished in a 3-1 win for Ensign. The game between Sporting Bogey United and Great Wakering Rovers was postponed. Tilbury remained top of the league, 39 points from 18 matches. Romford in second, they've played 20 and they're on 37. Woodford Town, a third, played 17 and they're on 35. Sporting Bogey United, whose match was postponed, as I say, they are in fourth place, 1 point behind Woodford. They've also played 17. And West Essex, a fifth, they played 17 and they're on 32. At the other ends, Cockershall Town still struggling in last place. Just 2 wins from their opening 18 matches. They're on 8 points. Ilford just above them on 12 points. It's been a good turnaround for Stanway Rovers. Big improvement in their form. As I say, scored 5 at Holbridge without reply this afternoon. They have now got up to 16th in the table, I see. Right, the time is now 26 minutes past 5.
Phoenix FM Travel News.
So, just to bring you the last travel update for this Saturday here on Phoenix FM. It's been busy in Billericay all afternoon, really, on the High Street from Southend Road up to Noisy Road in the northbound direction, and that is still the case now. Elsewhere, A12 northbound, there are reports of slow-moving traffic between Junction 16 for Gallywood and Junction 17, that's the A130 Howe Green Junction. North Wheelwood, it was busy on Canes Lane, the A414, but that's moving okay now. Harlow, where it's been busy on First Avenue and Edinburgh Way for much of the afternoon, the traffic around there is moving okay now. Still slow on Cressing Road and Braintree Road going towards the Brickstones roundabout in Whittam. Still some hot spots in Chelmsford, Springfield Road, still slow between Victoria Road and Highbridge Road. And a couple of the approaches to the Army and Navy are still busy. Parkway East and Van Diemen's Road. You might get stuck on those if you're heading towards the Army and Navy this evening. Elsewhere, just a reminder that on Grace Ranglia trains, there are no services due to construction work at Bewley Park between Whittam and Shenfield all weekend. Train services from Norwich, Ipswich, Clacton, Colchester and Braintree are terminating at Whittam. Buses going forward to Billericay. Connecting train services are operating between Billericay and Liverpool Street, also serving Shenfield and Stratford. Just a reminder that on C2C, due to engineering works, there are changes between Barking and Pitsey by Leyden and also between Barking and Ockenden this weekend. Check on those before you travel. London Overground, the Elizabeth Line and London Underground all looking okay. Just a reminder that on DLR there was no service this weekend between Bank and Tower Gateway in Stratford and Lewisham and Canning Town. Replacement buses in operation on all of those routes. So, before I do the post-match warm down, we've got a full-time report from New Lodge, where Billericay Town were playing Tamworth in the FA Trophy second round this afternoon. Our man at New Lodge is Jack Patmore.
Jack Patmore reporting for Phoenix FM from New Lodge. Billericay Town secure a 3-1 win over Tamworth in the Isuzu FA Trophy second round. It was an uneventful opening 30 minutes, as neither side had many chances of note. However, the Blues were looking to take first blood early on, and Alfie Chirulu wasn't able to get his shot away in time before being closed down in the box. The visitors sit top of the Vanarama National League North, and they had a chance when ex-Chesterfield forward Michael Giassi saw his driven cross across the Billericay box, but nobody in a Tamworth shirt could poke home. Chirulu gave Billericay the lead on the 39-minute mark. He cut inside and put the ball into the top left-hand corner, as Jess Singh had no chance in saving his fierce strike. Confidence was now clearly flowing through Chirulu, and he had an audacious effort from just inside his own half saved by Singh. The Blues made the ideal start to the second half, with a second as Bradley Stevenson's driven strike snuck into the corner. They nearly wrapped up the win on the 62-minute mark as Stevenson threaded through Moses Emmanuel, but he was denied by the feet of Singh. Billericay added a third on 67 minutes as James Blanchfield sent a through ball through to Emmanuel and he slotted into the corner. Tamworth netted a consolation late on with Ty Deacon's header, but Billericay progressed to the third round. It finishes here, Billericay Town 3, Tamworth 1.
Great stuff. Thanks very much indeed, Jack, and well done to Billericay Town. So, time for me to get my breath back now. I'm going to pop in the Phoenix FM kitchen and make myself a hot beverage as we have the post-match warm down, three tracks in a row. And it's on the back of sad news, actually, because George Brown, long-time drummer and co-founder of Cool and the Gang, died on Thursday in Los Angeles following battle with cancer at the age of 74. So we opened up the show this afternoon with Cool and the Gang. Going to play three more of theirs for you now. Enjoy.
Get down. Remember how we made our way, a little patience.
imagine that this love is through. Feeling the pain, girl, when you lose. Oh, it's too hot,
too hot,
too hot, lady. Gotta run for shelter, gotta run for shade. It's too hot,
too hot,
too hot, lady. Gotta cool this anger, what a mess we made. So long ago, you were my love, oh my love. High and high, we never took the time to stop and feel the need. Funny how those years go by, changing you, changing me. I remember love's fever in our hearts, girl, and in our minds. Can't imagine that this love is through. Feeling the pain, girl, when you lose. Oh, it's too hot,
too hot,
too hot, lady. Gotta run for shelter, gotta run for shade. It's too hot,
too hot,
too hot, lady. Gotta cool this anger, what a mess we made. So long ago, you were my love. Shelter, gotta run for shade. It's too hot,
too hot,
too hot, lady. Gotta cool this anger from this mess that we made. It's too hot,
too hot,
too hot, lady. Gotta run for shelter, gotta run for shade.
Let's go dancing, ooh la la la. Come on, let's go reggae. that music take you? Can't you hear him singing?
This week's post-match warm down. That was a tribute to George Funky Brown, who sadly died of cancer on Thursday at the age of 74. He was one of the founding members and the drummer in Kool and the Gang. First off, we heard one from the 70s when they were pretty much a hardcore funk outfit. That was Jungle Boogie, which I think came out around 1976. And in the late 70s, though, and the early 80s, they changed their style into a much more commercial sound, which didn't please some of their fans. They did acknowledge that themselves, but brought them enormous commercial success. I played Get Down Ollie earlier. That was one of their big hits in the early 80s. The second one I played in that trio was Too Hot. Lovely mellow track. Long been a fan of that one. And then from 1982, Let's Go Dancing, Ooh La La La. So there we go. That was a little tribute to George Brown. I'll have another post-match warm down for you next week. Just to let you know what's coming up on Phoenix FM after me tonight. Mandy's here with Geezers, Pleasers and Cheesers, as ever, from 6 to 8pm. Boogie Nights with Andy follows between 8 and 10. 60s Motown, 70s Disco, 80s Old 90s Dance. 2 hours of Classical Sounds with Steve Robertson in Classic Phoenix between 10pm and midnight. I've only got around 17 minutes before I've got to make way and still got a lot to talk about. So without further ado, I'm going to crack on with that. In the racing, one last result I could bring you. Wolverhampton, 5:30. First was number 6, Incremental, the 10 to 11 favourites. Second was number 7, Legacy Power, priced at 7 to 1. And third was number 2, 34 Stitches, priced at 40 to 1. Total of 8 runners in that race. In the rugby, meanwhile, I'm still waiting on one local result, so I shall delay those for the time being. In the meantime, I'm going to bring you the results from the Thurlow Nunn leagues. Oh, by the way, I mentioned that Maldon Tiptree versus Bury Town had been abandoned in the Isthmian North. That was due to a floodlight failure in the second half at the Wally Spiner Ground with the scores at 1-1. So the match had to be abandoned and will be replayed at a later date. So on to the Thurlow Nunn First Division South. And there was one match last night. Hoddesdon Town drew to all with May and Baker. And this afternoon saw Burnham Ramblers beaten 4-0 at home by Enfield Borough. Clapton Community remained top after beating Benfleet 2-1 at the Old Spotted Dog. Incidentally, I've arranged to speak with somebody from Clapton Community this week for the non-league hour on Thursday night. So all being well, that's going to come off. Looking forward to that. And another defeat for Dunmow Town, who were top of the table until a few weeks ago, but they've had an awful run of results, and they lost again this afternoon, beating 3-2 at home by Newbury Forest. In the other match, there was another win for Hutton, who beat North West London away from home by 2-1. So Clapton Community ahead, just ahead of Hutton, who are in second place. Community have played 22 and they're on 42 points. Hutton are on 40 points and they have 2 games in hand on Clapton Community. So that's shaping up to be an intriguing tussle at at the top of the table. Cannons Wood in third, they've played 18 and they're on 37. Harlow Town, who've played two more than Cannons, also on 37 points, but they have an inferior goal difference. Dumbo Town are now fifth. They're on 37 points too. They've played 21. Meanwhile, in the Thurlow Nun Division 1 North this afternoon, just focusing on the Essex side, defeat for Hamish and Parkston. No, that's last week's results. What am I about? No, there was only one this afternoon. Stanbury Pegasus went home to AFC Sudbury reserves, and they were beaten by 3-0, but Pegasus remain in second place in spite of that defeat behind leaders Holland, who have played 20 and are on 42 points. Pegasus have played 18 and are on 38. Elsewhere in the top five, Framlingham Town, Great Yarmouth Town, and Distown are third, fourth and fifth. Harwich and Parkston just behind Dis in sixth place. They played 17 and are 1 point behind Dis. They're on 33 points, and looking slightly further down the table, Wivenhoe Town, who didn't play today, they're currently in 11th place in the table.
Once upon a time,
Cinderella,
the most magical fairy tale of them all.
You will never go to the ball.
A girl who dares to dream.
On the stroke of midnight, the spell will be broken, and everything will be as it was before.
Goodbye, my prince.
Wait, I don't even know your name.
We're back at the Towngate Theatre, Basildon, with Cinderella. There's magic, flying horses, and dreams that really do come true. From November to the 2nd of January. Pop now at towngatetheatre.co.uk.
The magic's working.
The elements influence us each year, whether it's heat in summer or cold in winter. At JWD, we can take care of all your heating and air conditioning needs at a reasonable price, with finance available through our partners Can Do, if required. Our engineers give their promise to be clean and tidy, whilst carrying out works to the highest standard. Give us a call on 0776 009 239 or visit our social media pages at JWD Heating.
Need a will? Facing redundancy or an employment issue? Searching for some family legal advice? Seeking legal guidance for your commercial business? Or maybe you are moving property and are looking for an excellent conveyancer? Whatever the legal service, for life, business and everything in between, Pinny Telford Solicitors have it covered. Find out more online at www.pinnytalford.co.uk or call our Brentwood office on 01277 211 755 to book an appointment.
Your local hospice needs your support this festive season, and there are so many ways that you can make a difference. Purchase your Secret Santa and stocking filler gifts at any St. Francis Hospice store. Host a jumpers or gym jams day at work, or support the Christmas tree recycling service. The team at St. Francis Hospice will pick up and recycle your real Christmas tree for a donation with a brand new sponsor, the Sharp Group. So support your local hospice this Christmas.
Join me, Andy Furno, for Boogie Nights every Saturday night, 8 p.m. to 10 p.m. on Phoenix 98 FM. 60s Motown, 70s Disco, 80s Soul and 90s Dance. And remember, if it ain't jazz, it ain't worth a funk.
Community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
Football, and in the Euro qualifiers currently taking place. It's goalless at the break between Belarus and Andorra, and it's Latvia 0, Croatia 2. Half time in both of those matches. Looking ahead to the qualifiers taking place tomorrow, that includes Scotland versus Norway. Both they and Spain, who face Georgia, have already qualified from that group. Norway are in third, and they can't go through. Erling Haaland won't be in the Norwegian side. He picked up a friendly. He picked up an injury, the Manchester City forward, in Thursday's on Thursday when they played a friendly against the Faroe Islands, which they won Scotland head coach Steve Clarke said he has mixed feelings over Haaland's absence in tomorrow's game because he recognises that it would have been good for the Hampden Park crowd to see a player of Haaland's quality, but he won't be involved. That match kicks off at 7:45. Elsewhere, there's matches in the FA Women's Super League tomorrow as well. As follows, 1 p.m. it's Everton versus Bristol City Women. 1 or 2 o'clock between Brighton and Hove Albion Women and Arsenal Women. And a couple at 3 o'clock, including West Ham United Women, who face Aston Villa Women at Victoria Road. Leicester City Women playing Tottenham Hotspur Women. That's also 3. And late kickoff, Manchester Derby, Manchester United Women taking on Manchester City Women. So on to the local rugby results. That's the final bit of business I've got to attend to this afternoon. In Regional 1 South East, another win for top of the table, Colchester, remain top of the table after they beat Arundel by 24 points to 50. They have won 9 out of their 10 matches so far. Defeat for Rochford 100, which leaves them second from bottom in the table. They were beaten 25-15 at home by Letchworth Garden City this afternoon. A win for Westcliff. They're still bottom, but they're only 2 points behind Rochford. They took on Shelford at the Gables, and they won by 27 points to 20. Moving on to Regional 2 Anglia, and Southend Saxons remain top of the table. They travelled to Brentwood this afternoon, and it finished Brentwood 14, Southend Saxons 21. Win, an emphatic win for second-placed Eton Manor, who beat Dagenham by 80 points to 3. A win for 2 for Harlow, who hosted Norwich and won 25-17. Harlow currently in 4th. Thurrock travelled to Stonemarket and picked up a 43-31 win. Thurrock are in 5th. Woodford beat Holt by 40 points to 24. Woodford currently in 3rd place. And in the other match this afternoon, between two struggling sides, they're both just above the bottom side, Norwich, but the win went to Saffron Walden in 10th, who beat 11th placed Chelmsford by 25 points to 21. Meanwhile, in County 2 Eastern Counties, Colchester's second string remained top of the table. Their 8th win out of their 9 matches so far, as they won 61-17 at Salford. Defeat over Mersey Island, currently in 9th place. They were beaten 17-14 by Crusaders. On to Counties 1 Essex, and it finished Campion 42, Stanford Le Hope 28, East London 13, Chingford 5, Old Kilperian 17, Mavericks 19, Romford and Gidea Park 13, Epping Upper Clapton, who are in second place, 15, Upminster 18, Braintree 30, and another win for Wanstead, the leaders unbeaten so far this season. They beat Morden by 27 points to 15. On the Counties 2 Essex North, and this is the only result I'm missing, actually. Witten versus Witten Wanderers. I don't know what's happened there. Burnham Crouch beat Clacton by 8 points to 0, and it finished Kelvedon and Fearing 39, Harwich and Dover Court 0. Burnham Crouch currently top of that league, having won all 6 of their opening fixtures. And finally, in Counties 2 Essex South this afternoon, it finished Basildon 82, Millwall 5. Good win for Binnericky. They've been barking by 45 points to 5. And in the other match this afternoon, finished Canvey Island 18, Old Brentwood 16. Although Old Brentwood are still in second place behind Basildon. In spite of that defeat, Binnericky, they are currently in third place. And that is pretty much that. Thank you very much indeed for listening this afternoon. Thanks also to Jack Patmore for his half-time and full-time reports on Billericay Town's win, very impressive win in the FA Trophy against Tamworth, who are the current leaders in the National League North. And don't forget our other sports shows this week, the Orient Hour, an essential listen for related Orient fans. That goes out on Wednesday night between 7 and 8pm. And also, 98 Not Out, an essential listen if you like your cricket. Darren's going to be here with that between 6 and 7 on Thursday night. Before I come along between 7 and 8 for the non-league hour, hope you can join me for that. If not, all be well, I'll be back in the chair next Saturday afternoon for another edition of Phoenix Sport. I'm going to sign off with the Bee Gees, You Should Be Dancing. Mandy's next. Bye-bye.
Across Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM News.